briefly, Your Honors, say that it is a reasonable and legitimate distinction to make a difference, a distinction between these two kinds of things. When somebody, it is true that if I'm like the judge and I don't want to affidavit them, then I am less likely to stipulate to the order. I don't have to object to it, though, in the case law, as you pointed out, and Lyle, would mean that would be fine. That doesn't make it a stipulated order. I just am not objecting to it. And that's a legitimate distinction. If I like the judge and I think that my client would be well served by this judge, I can say to them, well, I'm not going to object to it, but I'm not going to stipulate it to it. That's a perfectly legitimate thing. If you're bringing the motion, you're going to have to make a decision about whether you want to affidavit the judge. And there's nothing wrong with that. They should be required to do that. Thank you.
Perhaps the one thing we could all agree on is it might be nice if the Supreme Court actually articulated a clear and predictable rule for everyone.
Thank you, Your Honor. We ask that you reverse and send this back. Thank you.
Court is in recess.